Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
Hi, this is Pat Iyer, and welcome to Legal Nurse Podcast 83, called Client Relationship Building for Legal Nurse Consultants. The question that I pose to you today is, how can you expand your relationship building with attorneys? These are some of the questions that LNCs ask me. I have 9 years of experience and all of my work has been through word of mouth. Would you recommend I still have a promotional package when meeting with some of the same people I've worked with before? The question from the LNC, my answer, in my experience, attorneys tend to pigeonhole legal nurse consultants. They often think of the LNC only in terms of the services they are familiar with. Does the attorney know that you also locate expert witnesses, do timelines, attend IMEs? A legal vendor friend of mine created a marketing piece he called, "I Didn't Know You Did That," and he listed all of his services. I developed a piece that was similar. It is a great idea to have a promotional package that includes information about your background, about the benefits of working with you, your services, and your testimonials. The same information should be on your website. Another question from an LNC is this. What should I ask the client when trying to follow up after a case in order to find out how I did? Should I use a questionnaire or make a phone call? Asking for feedback shows that you care about the case and the attorney. The sooner you ask for feedback, the better. There is no one right way to request it. You may use a written survey, a questionnaire online, such as surveymonkey.com that lets you set up a free account, or through phone calls. And be sure to listen to Legal Nurse Podcast 82 for a description of a service that does this for you. Attorneys are often juggling responsibilities on several cases at once, and it can be difficult to connect with them. Ask, but don't be a pest. You should have a database to keep track of your clients and prospects and to promote relationship building with attorneys. In the notes section, document when you asked for feedback and what you learned. If you don't get a response back from the attorney, bring up the subject the next time you talk to the attorney. Before I did my first non-expert witness case, I worked for hours on a sample report of a delay in diagnosis of appendicitis. I made an elaborate series of reports based on this fictitious case. I had heard you had to have a sample work product. After sending it to an LNC who worked in a law firm and getting no reaction to my request for feedback, I sent it to an attorney. I found out months later he loved what I did. Don't assume the attorney disliked what you did if you don't hear from him. What I should have done was ask for feedback. If you don't have a sample work product, check out Report Writing Mastery, our newest course. You'll complete this course with 5 sample reports. Get details at http://lnc.tips/reports. That's http://lnc.tips/reports. Here's another question that an LNC asked me. How often and by what method should I stay in contact with my clients? One of the advantages of being a legal nurse consultant is that you can work with attorneys in different parts of the country. You may not ever meet the attorney. It takes a trip to his website to associate his face with his voice. When you can't go to his office, look for other ways to build up that relationship and stay in touch. This can be through a phone call, email, newsletter, or a small, thoughtful gift. Look for descriptions of cases that are similar to the ones that you handled for him and send a copy of the case to him. Congratulate him on cases that he has won. Send a handwritten note. You can also repurpose your blogs from your website. You are blogging, aren't you? I divided my attorney clients into four categories: nursing home, personal injury, nursing malpractice, and medical malpractice. Once a month, I emailed a recent post that matched the interests of the attorney based on one of these four groups. The reminders that we're thinking of our client help to keep us top of mind. You should know your ideal client. As legal nurse consultants, we want to attract attorneys who can hire us to work on cases, but your marketing needs to be informed by an understanding of your ideal client. Who is your target market? What is the audience that you're trying to attract? Whenever you create marketing materials, you need to picture your ideal client in as much specificity as possible. Think about your ideal client. Do you know what job title this person has? Are you looking for a partner in a law firm, or an associate, or a managing partner? Are you trying to attract a beginning attorney or a more experienced person? Do you know the typical age and sex of your ideal client? The legal nurse consulting firm I sold in January 2015 had this person as my ideal client: a male attorney, age 40 to 60, who is a partner in a small to mid-sized law firm in New Jersey, New York, or Pennsylvania. You are not your ideal client. This seems obvious, but I see a lot of legal nurse consultants get confused on this point. The key to remember is that when you're preparing content for your website, for a special report or an opt-in report, is that you are not your target market. If you're writing for attorneys, you know you're not an attorney, and therefore your pitch should be different. On a more basic level, it means the amount of information that you know is more specialized than your prospect. By prospect, generically, I mean somebody who you're trying to attract, educate, or market to. Your knowledge, for example, of medicine is far more advanced than the attorneys that you're trying to reach, so you have to explain medical terms, spell out abbreviations, and define medical concepts in a way that it would not be necessary if you were writing for another nurse or another legal nurse consultant. Sometimes I read reports of legal nurse consultants and I realize they have lost this perspective when they write as if they're writing for another healthcare professional. Even worse, sometimes they write as if they're charting. The sentences are choppy, filled with abbreviations which are not explained. Use language your reader will understand. When you think about your ideal client, it's also important to define these issues. What is the pain point? What is the thing about dealing with medical records or a medical case which is most difficult for attorneys? What are they frustrated about? If you ask them what aspect of working on medical cases is most difficult for them, they will probably give you a list of things. What are their fears? Are the plaintiff attorneys fearful of taking a case that may not have merit? Is the defense attorney afraid of being hit with a huge verdict on a case that should have been settled? What are their hopes and dreams? Are the plaintiff attorneys looking for that really big case that will make them a tidy sum of money and get their client the money that they need in order to be able to manage their long-term medical needs? Is the defense attorney concerned with impressing the insurance company and demonstrating her worth by holding the verdicts down or settling cases for as little money as possible? What motivates that attorney? The more clearly you can answer these questions, the more effective you will be in your relationship with your clients. Identifying the legal nurse consultant's ideal client is the first step in moving forward with your business. In a book that I wrote in 2017 called How to Manage Your Legal Nurse Consulting Business, I provide tips about how to handle the business aspects. I have a lot more tips in my 2017 book called How to Manage Your Legal Nurse Consulting Business, Top Tips for Success. You've gotten your legal nurse consulting business off the ground, you've gotten clients, and you want to sustain your success. Business development and client management are intertwined. Both are necessary for a stable business. In this book, I tackle how to control your money and your goals, to subdue the evil twins of perfectionism and procrastination, and to get more done through outsourcing. You can reach a stressed out state as a business owner. I share tips for managing your stress and your health. Are you ready to hire an employee? I added a chapter on the process of interviewing and hiring. The second part of the book shares tools and techniques for deepening your relationships with your clients. You will discover how to win over and retain the clients you want and recognize those who are too much trouble. Mastering negotiation, business communication, and conflict are essential. I show you how. This is the book to use to build a stable foundation for your business. You can get your copy hot off the press at http://lnc.tips/creating-series. That's http://lnc.tips/creating-series. Get a 25% discount by using the code LISTENED in the coupon box during checkout.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.